I think it was a testament to how close these teachers are to their students. And so I guess I was a bit surprised at the number of teachers, but not surprised at how attached they are to their kids and what that would mean to them if we, in fact, went to full-time in-person learning and had to split those classes up.
And it felt, Barry, like that message was certainly heard by the board, that that may have been one of the factors that led them to make the decision not to move forward with returning full-time.
Yeah, you know, the board's under tremendous pressure. These are really difficult decisions. We did spend quite some time with my administrative team really looking at what it would take. That's what the board was tasked me to do. And so we spent the better part of a month really looking at the logistics of this. And when you come right down to it, there's a couple factors that really play into this. And one of those is the physical distancing piece. And we have some larger class sizes at our elementary school. We had several people retire last year. And as a result of enrollment losses, we wanted to be cautious and protect the budget and our reserve, which was a smart thing to do. We didn't anticipate being in this situation, but because we have class sizes beyond 20, which we thought would be the threshold, so at third, fourth, and fifth grade, we have class sizes of 21 and a half, average 24 and 25, respectively. So we might have got away with it at third grade, but definitely at fourth and fifth, we'd have to add a teacher and remove 20 kids from classes into a new class and a new teacher. And that's a lot to expect for our kids. So that's one of the things that we've determined by social distancing. And the other factor that plays into a lot of this is just the complexities and logistics of moving classroom furniture, storing classroom furniture, and then the whole idea of revamping our lunch program logistically is really, really taxing. So the system is taxed. I know our staff would have went back if they were asked to do that. I think the board weighed in really heavily on the fact that the distancing piece was certainly a major conflict, and also the fact that we have this food service thing ahead of us. So considering it would be for about 36 school days, I think our board in the end felt that, you know, things are going really well right now. And why would we change that? We've already been through, this would be our fourth change, Dennis. So we just recently went added Wednesdays, which was a major schedule change, particularly at the elementary school. It took days to develop that schedule. This would mean yet one more change.